Robot chicken camping, a new kind of European invention. When they have something interesting to 3D print, a lot of former Europeans camp out by their printer and squint. It is a kind of lovely robot love that they don't want to get rid of. Monitoring the new 3D printer tech is as fun as watching a cute chicken peck. A 3D printer is an excellent robot friend, so 3D printing becomes a ritual that they want to attend. Sometimes a print may take a long time, so many take to writing extra rhymes. But make no mistake, they love waiting. Watching a print is supremely captivating. Make some tea, mix some cocoa, and watch the printer squirt out some gizmo. The first layer makes everyone nervous, because if it is way off, the hot end needs service. Most often it is a bed leveling issue, and hopefully they have an auto leveling kit, or they will cry and need a tissue. But our lovely robot does magic quite a lot. It is the marvelous chicken that always keeps on clicking. Once it begins printing the honeycomb foundation, it will create a feeling of elation. You don't need to squint to see that it is beautiful inside a 3D print. And if your mittens are nimble, you can probably drop something in there as a tiny symbol. Just to be sure, many first print out a little miniature, a midget version of their invention on a much smaller dimension. It is just as exciting, and the idea of saving time and filament can be quite inviting. Sitting down next to a printer that one can admire is very much like relaxing by a happy bonfire. Never mind the duration, that chicken is pecking out your magnificent creation. It is the most fascinating thing in the universe, even more fascinating than this strange verse. This is the second reading of this strange poem. Here I include the first version. Robot chicken camping, a new kind of European invention. When they have something interesting to 3D print, a lot of former Europeans camp out by their printer and squint. It is a kind of lovely robot love that they don't want to get rid of. Monitoring the new 3D printer tech is as fun as watching a cute chicken peck. A 3D printer is an excellent robot friend, so 3D printing becomes a ritual that they want to attend. Sometimes print may take a long time, so many take to writing a rhyme. But make no mistake, they love waiting. Watching a print is supremely captivating. Make some tea, mix some cocoa, and watch the printer squirt out your gizmo. The first layer makes everyone nervous, because if it is off, the hot end may need service. Most often it is a bed leveling issue, and hopefully they have an auto leveling kit, or they'll need a tissue. But our lovely chicken robot does magic quite a lot. It is the marvelous chicken that is always ticking. Once it begins printing the honeycomb foundation, It creates a feeling of elation. You don't need to squint to see that it is beautiful inside a 3D print. And if your mittens are nimble, you can probably drop something in there as a symbol. And you know, just to be sure, many first print a little miniature, a midget version of their invention on a much smaller dimension. It is just as exciting, and the idea of saving time and filament can be quite inviting. Sitting down next to a printer that one can admire is very much like relaxing out by a bonfire. Never mind the duration, that chicken is pecking out your magnificent creation. It is the most fascinating thing in the universe, even more fascinating than this strange verse. And as a bonus, here is a song that I sang to practice my pronunciation of R's with. I've been singing this song to myself since I was about 10 or so. It's about being 40 years old. I always wanted to be 40. I always complained that I looked too young. 40 lat minęło jak jeden dzień. Już bliżej jest niż dalej, o tym wiesz. 40 lat minęło, odeszło w cień. I nigdy już nie wróci, rób co chcesz. A świat w krąg ci roztacza uroki swe. I prosi, żeby brać. Na karuzeli życia pokręcisz się. Byleby tylko nie za wcześnie spaść. I chociaż czas pogania, śmiej się z tego drania. Ciebie na wiele jeszcze stać. Bo tak mówiąc szczerze, w życiu jak w pokerze, jest zasada karta stół. Więc nie wbijaj głowę, żeś przeżył połowę, ale że dopiero pół. 40 lat minęło, to piękny wiek. 40 lat i nawet jeden dzień. Na drugie tyle teraz przygotuj się. A może i na trzecie, któż to wie? Bo świat tak ci podsuwa uroki swe, że pełną garścią brać. Na karuzeli życia pokręcisz się, bylebyś tylko nie za wcześnie spadł. A gdy cię czas pogania, przodem puszczaj drania, bo masz 40 nowych, bo masz 40 nowych, bo masz 40 nowych lat.